put a great big hole in there, you know, for that smoke to go out. You know, when the time to get out there when all is good and cold, you know, you could walk down and look around and see that smoke coming out of there. I've seen pictures of that, didn't
it? Black.
The black smoke coming out, white smoke, whatever they're using there for fire, you understand? It's pretty to see the smoke coming out. Oh, and took our stove, wooden stove we had, that there was a brick chimney going up to the top. Inside the insulation with a tile. I still got my tiles out there that took out of mine. And then it had a tube that went in, smokestack went in the inside of that and come out through the top, maybe 5-6 foot above the roof. It's all sealed so the fire wouldn't, no danger for fire.
And I guess early, you had all sorts of jobs about the fireplace, didn't you, when you were young? Did you ever have to clean it out?
Clean it out? They didn't need any cleaning out the fireplace. They all had to clean out the bottom. Huh?
Clean out the what?
Clean the ashes, you know. Well, you have to, every day you have to get out there with a bucket or a can or something, you know, and then get all the ashes, get all the bottom part out so you can start a new fire. If you didn't do that, well, you'd build up, you know, a lot of ashes. But most of the fireplace, they left a lot of ashes in the fireplace. For baking purposes, you know? If you want to make, you want to cook some biscuits or some bread, they use that ashes, it was hot. They build a fire in there while the ashes would get hot, and they'd use that as a base to put their bread down, and then they cover it up with that, and then you take that hot coal and cover over the top.
They wouldn't have no ashes on your biscuit and bread,
would like they? See, when they make the dough, they make it all up. They make it in a ball, like, you know, about that big. All the ingredients are well mixed up, and they got it all well mixed up. The women folks just take that and they roll it all up nicely in the ball and it's mixed up. And then they roll it in flour. You know what I mean now? Coat it with dry flour on the outside of it so the ashes wouldn't get into the bread. When it was made up fresh, they roll it in that ashes there, and the ashes would coat it. They did that flour on the outside of that. When they put it in and covered with the ashes, it cooked. When you got through, you took it out of there and then let it cool off, and you pick a little cloth or something and just brush it off like that, all that dry powder, that flour you put in there would come out, that bread is clean as that. Yeah, like it is.
What was that called? That was some kind of bread?
Yeah, bread like they mix there right now. I mean, any kind of bread is it's just bread dough like they make it, you understand? They make biscuits and things like that. And hardtack, they call it hardtack. A lot of them call it hardtack. And they make that the bread they had. You make bread in that thing, and they put them in some bags, you know, seal them up in some sacks, bags. And
what kind of bag?
A cotton bag. Cotton bag, you know, and they tie it up so the roaches wouldn't get in there. And they'd hang it up. And you want some bread, you go down there and open that bag up and reach down there and get you one of them bowls, and then you had bread. It was kind of hard, though. You had to take it. You had to hit it to mash it to put it in there, to put it in your milk or whatever you're going to put it in, tea or whatever you had. But that bread would last for I don't know how long.
Yeah. Did the chimney ever catch on fire on you or anything like that? You ever have any problem with the chimney catching on fire?
Never had.
All that. Some people did, didn't they?
Well, some people did. They didn't watch what they were doing. It's all throw all kind of papers and all kind of junk in there, let it go through the fireplace, and, you know, and then they just fall up on the house. It seemed like they'd catch a fire. Old rags, all kind of stuff like that.